Hello, welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. That's me. And we have a wonderful guest with us today. It's Spencer.
What up?
And
nice. No applause in the room? That's crazy. Come on, guys.
No, they're saving their applause.
Come on, guys.
They're saving their applause because while filming this, we just found out that we hit 1 million subscribers.
Woo!
Like, what? And it's our first time shooting in our new set.
Yeah.
Like.
And that gets no applause.
Whoa. Guys.
Too much stuff. A million subscribers, new set, and Spencer?
What?
Too much.
I think you guys should have, like, just, like, a little applause button. Just to, like, save y'all.
And it's just Lady
there.
Gaga. Applause, applause.
Yeah, you'd
like I think we'll keep it over here so that Amanda doesn't.
We've seen Amanda with the soundboard.
No, I want the soundboard.
No.
Amanda with the soundboard is devious.
I was just on Miles Pod, and damn, I was like so envious of his soundboard. He has a big fart sound.
He's good at it, too.
He is. He's like, oh my God, that's crazy.
He's like a fart DJ.
Should we get one?
We should
Whoa,
get one.
Mommy Selena just said that we could get one.
Mommy Selena?
Yeah.
Do you think the stories on Miles Podcast are real?
Yes.
I think so, too.
I've often wondered. I'm doing it on Saturday.
So. I think so, too. Well, we did three that were, I'm not going to spoil it, but they were epic. And one was, she was not in America, and I thought she was British, and she was not. She was Dutch, and whoa, did I get my ass handed to me.
Damn. No, I'm going to go in on Saturday. I'm going to be like, oh, you're bullshitting me, dude. I don't believe you. FaceTime me.
I hope
Spencer,
you do that.
Okay, yeah. Do that.
I hope you do that.
Mm-hmm. That we're talking about Perfect Person, Miles Podcast, Perfect Person. If you haven't listened to it, it's so good. Wait, how do fans feel? I want to know in the comments, how do you guys feel that we don't have a table?
Yeah, so we don't have, for those listening, we don't have a table anymore.
Yeah, for those listening.
And also, our chairs are like,
relaxed.
We went from like, we were sitting in like school chairs.
They're yeah. literally
school
chairs.
They're like chairs. Plastic school chairs at the Bored AF table to now.
Comp.
Look at this. Yeah, we're in our new studio. We are in our new Smoshmouth studio. We're also fully Smosh is in our new studio.
Yep. So everything is shooting in one place, which is amazing.
Yeah.
We're in Oxnard. It's really a cool place.
Oxnard's great. Yeah, we're on the fifth story of a building. Most of it's lofts, most of it's like condos. And
downstairs is a hair salon.
Yes.
Really wonderful people.
I know. But we managed to get one floor just for us to have all our studios in.
I love it.
It's like we're at Defy again.
Kind of.
Because at Defy, I feel like y'all would talk about it back then, but they were above an MRI imaging building.
Yes.
So you would hear the MRI machine.
It was insane.
Oh my God, the MRI machine is so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd feel it.
Couldn't wear jewelry on certain days. You'd get sucked to the floor.
Yeah, just bam!
I would love a magnet room.
What does that mean?
All right, go on.
I'm pitching. I'm going to pitch it. Okay. Every time you walk in, if you're wearing jewelry, uh-oh, whoops for you, you're going to get stuck to the ceiling.
What if you have like a clitoral piercing or something?
Wow.
Jeez.
Jumping right in.
You went straight to that.
Jumping right in.
Yeah, it's just, it had a funny.
Clitoral?
Piercing?
What if you had nipple piercings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
For some reason, would that
have hit the same?
No. No, you're right, man. Hey, we stand corrected.
Anyways,
right.
Guys, we're here to talk about the new studio. We're here to talk about how the pod is going to maybe shift in these comfy, comfy, comfy chairs. We're also here to talk about that we hit 1 million subscribers, and we could not have done it without you, the listeners, the fans. We love you guys so much.
Yeah.
And here to help us do all that is Spencer.
I think I just had a realization that I might not be subscribed to Smoshmouth.
Oh,
that's crazy.
And you
we
were,
don't
and,
need
and,
you.
And you were talking shit before we started recording, too.
Not talking shit, but I'm like, I am surprised because you guys have routinely, like, such high-performing episodes. It's like, you know, how do you reach over a million views? And I know this is such a stupid question. Like, reach over a million views when you don't have a million subscribers so regularly. And, like, I guess, to me, this does feel like content that would cater to someone, like, a subscriber of the Smosh ecosystem.
Yeah. But have you ever watched an episode of Smosh Mouth?
Yes.
So, and you're not subscribed?
Yeah, like, I guess it does come up in my feed, so it's like, I think it is, you're right, like, I'm just, you kind of almost assume you're subscribed.
I think that is the case. I think YouTube is, it's kind of like the For You page situation, where it just recommends you shit, and it's kind of...
Are you subscribed?
I should be.
We look and neither of us are subscribed.
I was not subscribed. I think I got called out for it at one point because I like had a screenshot or something uploaded. And I had not been subscribed to Smosh Pit for like the first 8 years of working.
Wow. You didn't like the content?
Yeah. I was like, no, thanks.
You feel so far away.
I know. We are much farther. Actually, how much further away are we?
Yeah, let's test this theory.
I wonder. Like,
I think you're definitely farther away.
We're definitely farther away, but by how much?
We could do. I have a pitch. What if, like, I put my feet out and you put one of your feet on my feet? Like, we kind of made, like, a little triangle star with our feet.
And how does that measure?
Like, we do this. But, like, I'm not saying we have to do it because, like, you know, the visual would live on forever. And it's, like, it's potentially, like...
It's potentially damaging.
It's potentially damaging to, like,
what's
a
damaging
reputation.
Putting my foot in a triangle with you guys?
Wow.
Wait, Amanda, you probably have bigger feet than me, right?
Oh, for sure, honey. What size do you have?
7.5.
What is that? What's that?
Amanda could walk on
like
snow.
A 9 or... Yeah.
I can't. It's called snowshoes, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be, like, a 9 or 10.
No, like an 8.5, 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're an 8.5?
I'm a 10.
You're a 10?
Yeah, you are.
You're a 10 in women's? Or
an LA 10.
Yeah, in women's, you sicko.
So that means an 8, that's an 8.5 in?
Yeah, so.
8.5 or 9 in men's.
Okay.
So I have bigger feet than you.
So we have right around the same.
What size do you have?
I wear like 8.5, 9.
Sure, buddy.
Oh my God, we're the same.
This conversation is not boosting my confidence.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
You know what? I'm proud.
Yeah.
Because if I had small feet, I would fall over.
Yeah. You got to let the big dogs out.
I got to let the dogs out.
Yeah.
Look at them.
How do y'all feel about feet?
I am not into feet like that.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
But Spencer definitely is. Okay, we answered.
First
so you
episode
have to
of
answer.
Smosh Mouth at the new studio. We had 1 million subscribers, and Spencer comes out as a foot person.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a foot person. I'm just saying, like, the older I get, the more I'm like, yeah, they are kind of cute.
We take a couple months from shooting, and Spencer has some time to himself, and now he's thinking.
I'm not slobbering over feet.
Wow.
I'm just like, it's like in the same way. It's like, you know, you can appreciate hands.
Shane.
Okay.
Can
go
you
on.
Guys appreciate, Amanda, I feel like you can appreciate a hand.
Hands. Okay. Oh. I'm going to bring out one of my favorite movies, as I always do, Titanic. Do you remember when he's showing Rose the portraits and she's like, You love hands. You're really into hands.
You really love hands.
And he's like, she's like, wow. She's like, I think that you have a love affair with this girl. And then he said something, right?
He's like, yeah.
No.
When he's drawing, I think it's James Cameron's hand.
It is James Cameron's hand. Do you remember that? Have you ever seen painting, Titanic?
I've seen Titanic.
Which VHS did you watch? 1 or 2?
I only watched VHS 2.
Okay, wait.
What?
Zoom in. This is when he's drawing. It's just like, so zoom in. It's just, zoom in. So it's
there's
just,
nobody by the camera.
Zoom in. So it's just two little hairs like this. This is Leonardo DiCaprio, and he goes.
He's so fucking sexy, man.
He's like, drawing, it's like, he's it's drawing not Rose even... like this, and he looks up, and it's just like, oh, it made me be like, I'm going to cut off all my hair, but then just have these two.
The bangs, his bangs are operating at another
Wait,
level.
Wait, what does that say about me that I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was
DiCaprio.
Hot? DiCaprio was hot, so I wanted his haircut. What does that say?
I don't know.
I think there's like...
That's fine.
Is it? I don't think there's anything weird about that.
No, I think that's completely fine.
Guys, there's a lot of things that I'm struggling with here.
There's a lot of changes.
I'm a little overwhelmed because we have different mics if you can't see them. And I just watch Shane grip.
Shane is really, he's fucking working that
thing,
dude.
He's gripping the mic so hard right now because we used to have stationary mics, but now we don't. And things have changed.
Yeah.
God, it's going to get really nasty here.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Daily Look. Amanda, I've noticed a new energy about you. It's lovely.
Thank you, Shane. I think it's because I am feeling cute and confident in my new outfits from Daily Look. I got my own dedicated personal stylist to curate a box of clothes based on my size, lifestyle, and needs. But what I love is that I get the same stylist every time.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're speed dating with your stylist.
No, I want longevity and someone who gets me. You can receive up to 12 hand-selected items delivered straight to your home, and then You buy what you love and you send back the rest. Daily Look offers free shipping both ways.
That sounds like you have a lot of options.
It's amazing. I am so ready for springtime events, playing outside with my son and filming Smosh Mouth episodes. Okay, I received a few items from Daily Look. You may have seen them in a Smosh Mouth episode or two. So fans have been talking about this blue sweater that I've been wearing, and it has flowers on it, but people are like, is that sheep? Is that clouds? It is the comfiest sweater. I wear it all the time. It is so beautiful. I wear so many Daily Look outfits. It's time to get your own personal stylist with Daily Look. Head to dailylook.com to take your style quiz and use code SMOSHMOUTH for 50% off your first order. Once again, that's dailylook.com for 50% off, and make sure you use my promo code SMOSHMOUTH so they know I sent you. One last time, dailylook.com and promo code SMOSHMOUTH.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Anyways, feet, no.
That's
you're not into feet?
Okay, I'll say I'm completely indifferent to hands and feet.
What about,
I don't
what,
think about
what
it.
What about head and shoulders, knees and toes?
Well, toes are part of feet.
Yeah.
So no.
Nice. Got them.
Like knees, I'll take over feet.
What about, hey, dude, boobies?
Now, I've heard about those.
You into boobies?
Please.
Those
not
are
call
pretty
them boobies.
Cool.
Amanda?
You guys are going to give me the ick. Amanda, so boobies?
Thoughts on
hard.
Boobies?
What is I'm super into boobs and
boobies! Go on.
Sorry, I was up late last night.
You make us lean. We have a new set where we lean back and we become just regular podcast bros.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Okay.
I'm a strong woman still.
Okay.
Go on.
But I do feel really lazy in this chair. It makes me be like, yeah, what she said.
It's hard not to like. To be fair, we're also filming this at the end
afternoon.
Of a day on a Friday.
Empanadas.
We had empanadas for lunch.
What empanadas do y'all go for? Because we had empanadas for lunch. I get the pepperoni pizza filled one.
I get the caprese or the corn. And I didn't get that today, and it was a mistake.
I did a beef and a chicken pot pie.
Okay.
So you can imagine how
and then
we
I,
feel.
I believe because we hit 1 million subscribers today, as of recording this, they're delivering some sweet boba drinks for some of us.
Boba drinks.
Yeah, they're delivering it.
Yes.
What do y'all think about, like, boba? Like the actual balls. What do you
I
think
really
about
enjoy balls?
Balls.
What do you think about balls? And to bring us full circle, what do you think about balls? I love boba.
I think balls are delicious.
To me, the boba balls freak me out a little bit. Like, I don't know what they're actually made of. And
Aren't they tapioca or something?
And what is that?
Fish guts.
What is tapioca,
they're
though?
They're sweet, though.
They're fish guts.
Can we get confirmation on what boba is made of?
They're sweet, sweet.
They're like tapioca.
Tapioca is a starch extracted from the root of the cassava plant.
Okay, yeah. So tapioca is a starchy, fish like, cuts. Yeah. Like, to me, it's yeah. Like, it's a little unknowable, and I don't want to be surprised by something in my drink.
It works in mysterious ways. The first time I got boba, this was a long time ago, and there was, like, one boba spot in L.A. that I knew of, that anybody knew about. And, I remember going, my friend was like, there's this thing called boba, and it's crazy. And I was like, all right, I'll try it. And I remember just being amazed by it, being like, what the hell? But I loved it. For some reason, it enhances the flavor. Like, the drink
so
itself,
good.
Whatever you're getting, like, if it's a Thai iced tea or something, that's delicious on its own. But you just add the boba, and it just adds some fun
But do
to
you
it.
Drink the balls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you suck them right up.
I suck all those balls.
Yeah, to me, that's super unappealing.
Suck them, gargle them?
Yeah. Mash them, put them in a stew. Have you guys ever seen the video? And I encourage you to. I like if you're.
Amanda's gonna have to quit this podcast. If
honestly, this is a big ball, okay. And I'm just gripping it.
Okay, that was on my chair earlier today.
Okay, this.
And Shane said something kind
of
homophobic.
Shane. This was Shane.
I didn't know what to do. I couldn't operate. This, okay, for those listening, we have pillows. We have, like, regular pillows, but then we have, like, a big ball.
Can I say something, like, super gendered? Can I say something, like, super, like I'm going to make, like a sweeping statement about
okay.
A gender.
Let's fucking go.
Women love pillows.
I half agree with you.
Which half?
How do you half agree?
So, what in what context in what context
wouldn't
are you talking about
being not having an opinion?
Well, here's the deal. I like some pillows, but I am not that type of lady that likes 100 pillows on my bed. I despise that.
I think I
is that what you meant?
Yes, that is what I meant, and I think that is a generalization I am comfortable making.
Okay, there are women that I know that do love a lot of pillows on a bed. I am not one of them.
How many pillows?
How many pillows do you have?
Two. Oh, one for my head.
Whoa.
Damn.
One for my head. I don't, like when hotels have like 1,000 pillows, I'd rather sleep with none.
One pillow is intense.
One pillow for my head.
I love a one pillow.
But couch, different. I like 2 pillows behind my back, 1 pillow right shoved in between my thighs, and another pillow to just hold.
See, that's fair. On the couch, on a chair, I'm like a no pillow person. I don't like pillows. Bed, I'm just like a 2-pillow person. Because you have your pillow, you have your white pillow, or like the pillow you put your head on.
It could be any color.
But then you kind of have like a decorative.
Yeah, and pillows come in many colors.
But then you kind of have like a decorative pillow that you put in front of that, so that when you make the bed, it kind of like.
Yeah. I think aesthetically, more pillows.
Aesthetic, they're like just.
But if I'm sleeping, I'm like, all those other pillows are leaving except for one pillow.
Pretty much.
So you don't love pillows.
I like one pillow. Like, I love a pillow, but I like one pillow.
The pillow. What about on a couch?
It's the same, like about one pillow.
Like, do you like these two right under your arm?
Well, this is different. This to me is like, this is kind of feeling, cause this couch needs pillows so that I'm not like.
Yeah, this couch is a wide girl and we like that.
These are singular chairs, but they are basically couches. Two people could fit on every single one of these chairs.
There's no way that two
like
people
Spencer and I could comfortably sit on one of these.
We have to do a pod where we share one.
We could absolutely do that.
Yeah.
You could do it now. We're already here.
Dude, just come like.
Okay.
Come sit right here. Watch this. Watch this. And it's like not bad. Like, look at this.
Actually, this is better for me.
No, because you're not like, that's kind of my, you know, it's a lot of this.
Yeah. See?
This is so much better for me. I feel like I brought you on to my pod. I'm just like, so Ronnie and Mitch, how is the home search going?
The next time we have you on this podcast, we should show up wearing one shirt.
That is so bro-y and weird. That is like Anchorman vibes. Like, you need to go home.
No,
like,
that was her line. We found her line.
Yikes. Like, that weirds me out. I do not like it. It feels old school, like bro-y comedy. Like,
I think if I were sitting like this permanently throughout the episode, I would be less inclined to ask questions like about feet.
See?
This makes me feel like I'm just like, so when you come.
Barbara Walters. Wait, you need to do that. You need to do the couples therapy impression.
Which and one? Oh, the woman?
The Cinemax or the, yeah.
Paramount Prime?
Oh.
Yeah.
And let him talk. Let him talk. What do you think about this? What makes you think? What kind of feelings did this bring up?
Yeah, go ahead.
About your childhood and your mother when she spoke to you in that tone.
You want me to do this?
You see, I try,
yes,
and then I get nothing, and I feel like I'm losing my mind. And I'm putting in 100%, and he's putting in 0%, and then I'm just so mad all the time. But then I'm mad that I'm mad.
Okay.
You're quantifying everything. Then.
Okay, we heard. Everything.
Okay, I'm quantifying everything. Yeah.
Okay, we heard from you. Now let's hear from Mitch.
Do we know any Mitches?
So, Mitch, you're not really taking this seriously.
Okay, Spencer.
Spencer doesn't like this. God, couples therapy, man, oh, man. When I was in maternity leave, ripped through those episodes. I love that woman.
It's on Showtime. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
that show
is
rough.
It's so good, though. But it is rough. Like, do you know what I love about her? She, like, stays pretty quiet. You haven't seen it, huh?
No, I thought that was just a character you were doing.
No, it's a real show.
So I felt like I was like, what do I do?
It's a real show that is really intense to watch. And it shows I'm like, wow, being like a couples therapist, that is.
And she's in New York. It's like there's all different people coming in.
I was going to say, like the clientele.
The clientele is like everyone is unique. Everyone is different. There's like what she has to navigate. But my favorite part about the couples therapy, her, is she has like a therapist
yes.
who she gets to go over everything with, and the therapist like talks to her about it.
Yeah.
And oh my God, if you had her as a therapist, either of them.
And then there's the therapist group. Like, it'll be her, like, yes, doing these couples therapy sessions, and then it'll cut to her with, like, five other therapists where they go over their sessions.
They, like, joint diagnosis.
They, like, talk shit. No, it actually, genuinely, yeah, she gets other opinions.
I think that would be the hardest part about being a therapist or someone like that, is working in a vacuum where it's, like, you're only getting one perspective, and you're just fully having, like, I don't like solving any problem alone. Like, I love to talk it out. So that must be super useful for any...
Well, she is alone during it, like during those sessions.
Yeah.
But she does go back and take her notes to, yeah, like her therapist. And this therapist is just like, she's so direct. Mm-hmm. She's not indecisive. It's amazing.
But it's why therapists aren't supposed to give advice, right? Like, they're not, it's because they're getting one, they're just hearing one person's perspective. They're, yeah, not supposed to be like, yeah, you should break up with them. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't do that. They should.
But how many
be.
Therapists? How many people that you talk to was like, oh, my therapist said this, and you're like, what?
Now, that's what here's the problem, though.
Mm.
I do think we put words into our therapist's mouths sometimes.
Yeah, like, you're right.
But I think that is almost, in a way, what a therapist is supposed to do, is they're supposed to help you gain clarity.
Yeah.
They're supposed to ask the right questions. They're supposed to guide you and challenge you.
Yeah.
But they're not supposed to tell you what to do because,
right,
they're not in your life. They don't know what's going on. But
so
they're supposed,
true,
to help you understand your situation more.
I commend the people that say yes to getting their therapy session filmed or recorded because boy, oh boy.
My God, because some of them are absolute assholes. Because in season one, like right off the gun, there is a guy who is such an absolute monster to his wife. He's a child.
But doesn't think that he is.
He doesn't. He clearly said yes because he's like, yeah, like, whatever. But he's just like, I'm just like, I hate you immediately. And I'm like, everybody who watches this probably hates you.
And she, like, the wife, I feel for her, but I also see why she's still in the relationship. Like, I see, it was so frustrating for me because they spoke in completely different languages, not literally. They were just like on completely different paths. Journeys.
It is endlessly fascinating, but it is also at times depressing.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, man.
How long after the, like, do you see one therapy session or do you see multiple?
Multiple.
It's a whole, like, the season will follow several couples.
Until they're done. So I think they sign up for like a certain amount. Mm-hmm. And then when they're done, they either, or she can stop them midway and be like, I can't help you guys.
She has done that.
Do they do the thing where, you know, it's like, it would be like at the end of like My Strange Addiction or something.
Oh, sorry, that's
like
my together.
It's like it'll be like 8 months later, like blah 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 happens.
Sometimes some of them do get divorced,
okay,
and then some of them it just kind of leaves unresolved. You're just like, yeah, all right, they're leaving, but it's not great.
You've got to find them yourself.
Some couples you do see them kind of turn things around, and it's really nice to see.
It's really nice to see. You're like, whoa.
If we had an on-site therapist at Smosh, like, but like for certain shoots, like it'd be like a werewolf. It'd be like a werewolf shoot, and then it'd be like, oh, things got a little intense. We're bringing in the on-site therapist.
I pitched this for a show, but we didn't do the show.
Oh.
Because the therapist would have been too expensive.
Yeah. I mean, not logistically. I'm like, what would the funniest thing to have a therapist on set for?
Try not to laugh when you bomb.
Yeah.
We're still filming the episode, but it's like, ooh, you failed.
Immediate gratification.
You can walk off and there's a therapist to talk to. Really,
and then
quick.
It cuts to like this gorgeous room.
And it cuts to like the most serious session
ever.
And
it's just like, so I put on that wig and I thought that wig meant that I was a little boy, but it didn't work. They thought I was a grown man. And it's like, oh, what was your childhood like?
I start crying.
We need to do cutaway gags in Try Not to Laugh.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so this might be a spoiler, but the new Try Not to Laugh set has a doorway.
Mm-hmm. Bro. And it's such a game changer.
To enter through a door.
Yeah.
It changes I mean, it's perfect. It's like sitcom.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new studio for a second. Speaking of the Try Not to Laugh stage. Okay. So there's three stages. And the Try Not to Laugh stage, things are going to kind of look similar on camera.
Yeah.
Except for games.
Games, I mean, we changed a couple of the colors around. But, you know, essentially what happened is a lot of the old set was one-to-one transplanted to the new location.
Yeah.
And rebuilt using a lot of the same parts, but built taller and a little bigger. Just so we had more space to do, you know, kind of anything we needed.
Oh, we shot on the game stage. You probably did too. The amount of space, it was so, so nice. I also really like the color, the background colors.
Thank you.
I would say, like, besides, like, this set is probably the biggest, like, aesthetic upgrade.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of the upgrades are more practical.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that set, you guys can't see it, but over there we have, like, a, you know, painted green screen, white screen, all the way down. So it's going to look so much better.
Yeah. But a lot of it, a lot of the shows aren't going to look drastically different. But like you said, we have different lighting. We have different, just like ability to shoot things. It's kind of different for us. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it really, if people realized when watching our videos in the past of like, for how many shows we were filming in one studio, like, we didn't have a ton of space in the sense that for where camera could move to film things was sometimes really
tough. And that's the funny thing about, like, even now I don't consider Bored AF and Smosh Mouth having shared a set where it's like they truly did, but the Bored AF table did not feel like the Bored AF table once you flew those microphones in. Like, it felt like a totally transport.
That's crazy. The Bored AF shared Smosh Mouth. That's wild. And now we share Assumptions.
Yeah, this is now where they film Assumptions. It's
where they film Assumptions. And
are those the two shows?
Yep. Those are the two shows. And that's the only set that does multiple shows.
But if we probably, and I mean, we want to eventually do more podcasts. I think moving to this new studio allows that possibility to come to fruition sooner. I'm assuming they will also be here.
Yeah, probably. I think so. Probably.
They'll probably be standing right behind us and doing it.
And they'll have to do it at the same time.
And it's like, you know, it's really about just taking up space.
Has anyone ever done like three podcasts at once?
That sounds like
And they all upload them into the one episode. You know, you just hear three different conversations happening at the same time.
That was how Uno Slip It In was.
Oh my God. Uno Slip It In. It's my first time playing Slip It In. What a fun name, by the way. And I got the most ridiculous phrases that you would never be able to slip in.
What was one of them?
Wind chimes on Etsy. Oh, watch me beat you in Tetris on an old school
Nintendo.
You're telling
me you never bought wind chimes on Etsy?
But I couldn't say it.
I legitimately, see, I would have schooled you guys on that one because I've legitimately looked for wind chimes on Etsy.
No, Shane, you wouldn't have because this is how it went, okay? Trevor was getting really heated because he was trying to slip things in, but then he wasn't, and then he was getting really heated, and I totally get why. Arasha was just like, I slipped it in, like, every 5 seconds, and then Angela was just going like, ba-da-ba-bop, mushroom, like, saying random things and go, I slipped it in at some point, and we were like, so then I just started being like, you know, namaste. I just started saying things. Spencer was there. It was so crazy.
It's a game that truly encourages. We need like a Smosh Games after show where it's like, how do we think that went?
With this therapist.
Yeah.
So tell me about
so tell me.
I, yeah,
about
I felt
childhood.
Like
what you are feeling.
But it's so hard because, you know, we previously did it where it's Mario Kart, and for context for you at home, the way Slip It In works is you are given phrases that you have to slip into conversation unnoticed, and they can be super outlandish. But previously we played it while they were playing Mario Kart. And then this time we had them, and, you know, I don't know when it airs, probably way after this, but we had them do it while playing Uno. And so you're playing two games at once, and Slip It In is so demanding from a thinking standpoint,
observation standpoint.
Yeah.
You got to be listening.
Because also it's like, you know, if you and I are talking during the game and Amanda just says something, it's
cigar smoke reminds me of my grandpa.
It's like, if I hadn't clocked her even saying that, like, it's, to me, it's such an incredible active listening exercise.
I feel like it needs to be, I think for Smosh Mouth, it would be perfect.
I think so too.
Because with Smosh Mouth, we aren't doing something distracting us, and the etiquette to make it a good episode is, ideally, people are talking one at a time.
Oh, yeah.
You should not be talking. Multiple people should not be talking.
It was, and that's why Trevor was getting overwhelmed, and I totally get it. It was, I mean, everything I had to say, just, it was very clear it was a slip it in. Everything that I said.
Yeah.
It was so ridiculous. But I had the best time. I honestly was laughing so hard.
Yeah, but it is like, it is cruise control for getting overstimulated. Like, it is, like, I can think of no faster way to overstimulate someone.
I think we should do it for Smosh Mouth at some point.
Oh, I love that idea.
I think that'd be perfect.
I think y'all really should. And hey, happy to draw some cards for y'all.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Aura Frames. Mother's Day is coming up.
Amanda, this is going to be your first Mother's Day.
I know. I'm really excited. The best gift, though, has been my son. But it did make me think about what would be the perfect Mother's Day gift to receive.
But what's going on? Do you have something in your eye?
No, I want an Aura Frame.
Oh, yeah, Aura Frames, duh. I mean, the Carver Matte Frame is the perfect Mother's Day gift. You would love that.
I really would. And I love that you can text photos straight to the frame, or you can download the Aura app. The boy is growing every day. Honestly, he's getting massive, and I need to keep my Aura Frame updated with my favorite photos of him.
Yeah, and it's got unlimited storage, so you don't have to see the same 5 photos every day.
Yeah, it's the perfect Mother's Day gift.
My grandparents got an Aura Frame, and it's been perfect because the entire family can upload photos for them all the time. So they get updates on all the grandkids, everybody. It's truly the best gift for family.
And so many photos of you.
Mostly of me.
Yeah.
Just headshots.
Wow.
Just headshots. Just.
What a choice. Named number one by Wirecutter, you can save on the gifts moms love by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners get $25 off their best-selling Carver Matte Frame with code SMOSHMOUTH. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code SMOSHMOUTH. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the show.
Let's go, mommy or daddy.
Whoever.
Buy me a gift or never speak to me again.
No. Going back really quick. This is a dumb little thing. We keep giving the couples therapy lady an accent, and she doesn't have one. We're thinking of Esther Perel.
We're thinking of Esther Perel. But yeah. You know what? I combined my two lovely therapists into one.
Is that the sex therapist?
Esther Perel is where should we begin?
The sex therapist. Yeah. That's not even a good accent of hers. Esther Perel.
Yeah, I listened to a crazy episode where she talked to a guy and his AI girlfriend.
Oh, she's still around.
Oh. Esther Perel? Oh,
hold
yeah.
on. Where should we begin?
Whew.
I have her board game.
I need to read some of her books.
40F?
She has a book on infidelity that I'm really curious about.
Yeah, because
I'm like, you're that's a crazy cheater, dude.
Yeah, because I fucking love it. No, because I'm really fascinated by just she like is... relationship and behavioral shit.
Agreed. Yeah. She is amazing. I love her.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, I do have a question. So the games stage, as it did in the last studio, it has like two parts essentially: the board AF table and then the couch. Mm-hmm. Can you spoil anything that you're like hoping to film in the new studio?
No.
That we haven't done?
No.
You're not going to tell us anything?
No.
All right, man.
Okay.
Hey, cool.
I think so.
I'll tell you what Shane's planning.
Yeah.
He's doing a naked run around the whole studio.
We're going to go streaking. We're going
streaking.
But
all the lights will be out, but he'll have a flashlight, and we don't know where.
And so when we film our hide-and-seek episode, look out
someone
for me.
Someone really should be naked for that.
Fuck.
Wait, and then we go, oh, my God, look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And they're just hanging.
Seeing
this flattened dick
ropes
and balls.
All around their hands and legs just stretched out.
Seeing someone, like, finding something naked is so scary.
No, the thought of looking up and you're just sitting up and it's just, like, your butt and you're hanging on. You're just like, wow.
Me hogtied from the rafters.
I guess there's Shane. I guess there's Shane. Oh, boy, don't look at that.
It's like, why does he have an apple in his mouth?
Being slowly lowered over a fire.
You were the last one to find.
Oh, you won.
Now, there was like a string of horror movies where like a lot of the horror would just be like, oh, what if we put some like naked people in the background for you to clock?
Oh, you're talking about like Hereditary.
Hereditary, but like a couple other movies did that too.
That made me laugh. I didn't like Hereditary.
I know you don't like Hereditary.
I was giggling
through it. And I love Hereditary.
That's so funny, dude.
But the naked people.
I do think, a hot take, Hereditary, on like re-examining it and re-watching it, it is funny as fuck.
It's so funny.
It's like weirdly funny. And that director has gone now more into comedy, which is so funny.
What's the last comedy that he did?
Well, he did Eddington.
Eddington is pretty funny.
I will say, I really didn't like when Toni Collette was on the wall. Oh. That part I was
Toni
like...
Toni Collette's performance is what's scary.
I mean, she's the original, Sixth Sense. Do you remember her?
Yeah, dude.
Do you remember Sixth Sense?
Yes.
God. I've never seen all of Sixth Sense.
What the fuck?
I know, dude.
Do you want to hear something crazy? Yeah. And I just realized, one of my favorite movies, I didn't realize the boy's name is Cole.
Which one?
The one who sees dead people.
What if...
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's my son's name.
It's Cole. You remembered that.
I guess.
Do you think it was like bubbling under there somehow?
I can't believe you named him that because now he can see ghosts.
Is that why he keeps talking to the lady in the room?
The lady in the room?
It's you, bro.
Like, you already know. That's you.
Man, oh man. When you get a baby monitor and you watch horror movies, don't do it.
Baby monitors are made for horror
movies. It is legitimately scary.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
I'll be like... H was like, there's nobody in there. And I'm like,
it's just the like grainy black and white. I'm like, that's terrifying.
I was going to say, I recently watched the Dawn of the Dead movie where the lady gives birth to the zombie baby.
Yeah. Mm.
It's unfortunately like they set it up to be like so scary. And then you finally see like the CGI zombie baby. And it's like the funniest shit. And it makes this goofy ass sound. I'm like, oh, you lost me.
When I watched it as a kid, it scared the fuck out of me.
I'm sure it was scary, but now it's very silly.
Speaking of, you said you've been going through and watching basically every zombie movie from the past, like, 100 years?
I wouldn't go that far. I've been watching.
100
I've been working my way through, like, the George Romero zombie movies because I had not seen most of them. And wow, like, you remember, like, were you guys a part of, like, that zombie craze from, it was like, you know, I guess, like, Walking Dead was kind of the culmination of it. But
I never watched Walking Dead. I missed.
I've never liked zombie shit.
Whoa.
I like kind of at all.
Wait, I love zombie shit.
I kind of don't like zombie stuff.
Maybe have you
kind of like need to go away?
I've watched Night of the Living Dead. I've watched Dawn of the Dead. The
28
newer,
Days?
I've watched 28 Days Later is a little bit different. There's some things that kind of I do love. Like I love the video game The Last of Us, right?
Yeah.
But
no, that's not like traditional zombie. I'm talking like did you read I mean, what really kicked it off for me was one, Shaun of the Dead, and two, it was like the Ultimate Zombie Survival Guide. Mm. And that guy went on to write World War Z, which is, have you read that book?
I have not read that book.
So I assume you seem like someone who has probably seen the movie.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
The book is nothing like it, but it's incredible. It's
really?
It's read like a war reporter, and it's written after like the zombie outbreak kind of like destroys like 3/4 of the world's population.
Whoa.
And it's a reporter who goes around talking to people who like, because it breaks out in like a small village in China, and he goes and he meets with like the doctor there who was like on the front lines, and he tracks people who were there at all the different points in the war up until like, so you know, you just see, it's like a historical perspective of it, and it's incredible, and it is terrifying because you get little vignettes of like people recounting stories of like, yeah, here's where I was when it happened, and here's how I survived for the like X amount of years on this. Like one of the chapters is he interviews the people who were on a nuclear submarine, and that was where they were like hiding for most of it, and how they kind of had to, you know, where they figured they could surface, like, you know, how they were interacting with people, how they were receiving their news from like topside. But that's kind of it. Like it extends into like apocalyptic fiction, which is always loved. Like, like, you know, it's just like, you know, how do people function after the apocalypse?
Right.
Like
a submarine is scary enough.
Yeah.
I hate submarines.
I haven't read World War Z, but I read his other book. His one,
the Sasquatch one.
The Sasquatch one.
I didn't read that one.
It honestly,
you love Sasquatch.
Was really great.
I love. Are scary are you a Sasquatch
shit.
Guy?
Oh, I like Sasquatch.
I love Sasquatch.
I fuck with Sasquatch, but Sasquatch isn't necessarily scary. Like my view of Sasquatch is just kind of like, yeah.
You've got like a Harry and the Hendersons POV?
A little bit more. Just whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's just out there and it's like, you know,
surely
I don't know if I believe in Sasquatch.
Did
but
you do
I like
it. Do you grow up with Harry and the Hendersons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you watch that growing up?
I did watch it. My grandparents showed it to me, and that end shot when all the Sasquatch come out of the woodwork. Genuinely,
I don't remember that.
It's a go-to shot because they're like, oh, they bring him to like. For those who don't know, Harry and the Hendersons is about a family who
John Lithgow
like, meets
that,
like Sasquatch.
They that
Sasquatch
outfit, with that their outfit is like pretty freaking good.
Yeah, and they're like, all right, so they're hanging out with
they
Sasquatch.
They live in a cabin, right?
It's like very silly. They're hanging out with Sasquatch the whole movie, but at the end, they're like, let's take him back home. and they bring him to the woods, and he like comes to the like entrance of the woods, and you're like, oh, like I wonder he's just gonna walk into the woods and meet his family, and all of a sudden like tons of Sasquatch appear, and a ton of them were like in frame, just so well camouflaged.
This I gotta rewatch
this.
Is, the Henderson.
This is my memory of it, of being like, whoa, they're all actually there. We just don't.
I haven't seen this movie.
I haven't seen this movie.
I never actually saw Harry and the Hendersons. I just imagined the whole movie in my head.
I just remember the scene in the kitchen when he's in there, and I remember as a kid being like, whoa, he really looks like a Sasquatch.
Oh, the I wonder who did, like, if it was like a Jim Henson or like a Frank
Oz. It's so good.
It's very good.
There is a part where it's because the John Lithgow plays like an artist or something, right? And like at one point he paints Bigfoot, but he makes him scarier. He draws him scary. And I've always had like a weird phobia of like paintings and sculptures that are like supposed to be scary. Like picture of Dorian Gray.
Oh, yeah.
That's like so scary to me. Yeah. Or at the beginning of Exorcist when he sees the statue. Like the scariest part of that is just like a statue that like frankly just is like has bad vibes.
Yes.
Like there's something so scary about or Ghostbusters 2, that painting of the old man.
Yeah, that is scary.
There's just something that's so scary.
You're scared of scary paintings.
I'm scared of scary paintings.
I do not like creepy paintings. One time my friend was like doing construction when I lived back home. I was in my like childhood home. My good friend from college was doing construction for this like rich guy, and he was giving away all these like old school incredible paintings. And he was like, hey, there's this painting that of a woman who really looks like you. And I was like, okay. He brought it over in his truck. It was like, honestly, half the size of this wall. Massive. It was huge in like this gorgeous gold frame. And it's like this woman who like looks like a maiden, and she has like long dark hair. She looks like Esmeralda kind of. And she has a pigeon. And she's kissing the pigeon, but the beak is going in her mouth. And she's got like water pouring, and there's like a gorgeous like scenery, but it's just that. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, yeah, it looks just like you. Crazy, right? And I was like, all right, bye. And then I remember putting it in my room, and I had nightmare after nightmare after nightmare. And I put it out. My little sister, who's like very like, she was like, you got to get rid of that picture. It's creepy as hell. She's making out with a bird. And I was like,
yeah.
So I don't even mess with like estate sale.
Especially with like an original. There's something to like original. Of just like, okay, someone put in days of work into this. And it's like, what was their inspiration? What's the energy they were putting in? And I'm not like a absolute believer in that stuff, but I'm still just like,
oh, I love like dunking on y'all when you're like, oh, maybe there's ghosts. I'm like, haha. But then like, as soon as a picture comes up, I'm like, oh no, there is a tangible energy of this picture that I don't like.
My instincts are there. I remember one time staying at a cabin and like I was sleeping in a loft, and in like the corner of the room was like just kind of on the floor, like up against the wall was just a painting that was just kind of creepy, like of a guy, and like it was just like kind of off. And I remember just being like, "You got to be fucking kidding me!" Like I was like, "Jesus Christ!" Like
I totally believe in that. And what's funny is this new studio, and Anthony really wants to put some paintings up in this new studio, which I agree because there's like a lot of beautiful white walls, but there is a couple creepy spots in this new studio already because we don't have art yet. Have you seen it? You've probably seen it. It's the little hallway because they like messed up a little bit of the construction. It's a hallway that you go down. It's like concrete, and then there's a tiny hallway that fits nothing, and it's really, really long, and then at the end, it's a dead end.
She's got the fucking back rooms,
by
bro.
The studio. I would say
backrooms vibes.
Our new studio has more backrooms vibes than haunted vibes.
I don't feel haunting. I don't feel a haunting vibe here because it feels too fresh. No?
Well, and this isn't a new building. By the way, this isn't a new, we didn't build this building, right? So it's been here. Same with the previous studios and all the studios.
Okay, but
we've ever
do you
out.
Guys get any ghosty vibes in the new studio?
No, not here.
I don't think I've ever been in any place where I've gotten ghosty vibes.
Definitely
I
not.
I don't never, get ghosty vibes.
Not the old studio, not this studio.
I once went to a friend's place and I walked in and I was like, ooh, I do not feel good. I'm not
I think
even,
you farted.
I'm not even kidding. I do not feel good.
Do you
my
feel
tummy
like
hurts. Fart. Oh,
go? Wait. We have to, Amanda, we have to tell the story. Sorry to change the subject
what
from ghosts.
What story?
Okay.
When you
so,
farted, dude.
No.
He's promised that he would never tell that story.
I gotta tell one of the funniest things that's happened in so fucking long.
So
a bunch of us went and saw Chance's musical, Hitch.
Yeah, Spencer was there. He was in my row.
And it was...
with Erica.
By the way, amazing show. If they ever do it again...
And you haven't seen it, you must.
You gotta go. You do not need to know the movie Hitch at all.
No.
It's just, that's just the basis.
Chance wrote it.
So we see the movie. And then afterwards, a few of us are like, oh, let's go, like, do we want to go grab a drink?
Missed that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, I wanted to go home. It was pretty late. It was a Sunday night.
It was pretty late.
We
were filming the next day.
Yeah.
So we go to this bar. And at the bar, there's kind of like, it has like an alley next to the bar.
It feels very New York.
That you can go out and there's some like benches. And so we're all hanging out there. It's Arasha, Courtney, Amanda. They're sitting on the bench. It's me, H, and Daniel Thrasher was with us.
And Angela.
And Angela was also
there.
You
start naming people that I just like absolutely, like Greg, people I really look up to. And like.
Glenn Close was there.
George Romero was there.
Tom Cruise doing backflips.
But anyways, we're kind of in a circle. Hanging out. And down the alleyway, maybe about 10 feet, maybe 15 feet from us, is a guy, just a regular guy, sitting on a bench on his phone.
That was me, dude.
Yeah.
Very chill vibes. His headphones
in. He had headphones in his ears, and he's just chilling on his phone.
With, like, a beer.
And we're talking. Daniel Thrasher's kind of faced away from this guy, like, where the circle's at. This is important. And I have direct line of sight of this guy. I'm on the other side of our little circle where we're talking. And as we're in the middle of conversation, we're talking about stuff, we're laughing, whatever. We're talking, and this guy rips the loudest fart I've ever heard in public.
So loud.
And I'm talking, and it's a long one. It's not
long.
Like, it's like, we're talking, and I look over, I see him lifting a leg. He's going like, and we are mid-convo, we are silenced.
Full?
We stop talking.
And H and I are like kind of far away, so we're kind of like, did we just hear that?
We struggled to figure out what's happening.
I thought it was maybe Daniel.
And then Daniel goes, we all heard that. We're all going to be chill about it. And that's what happened. And we gotta just continue. And then he goes, hey, Daniel literally lifts up his glass and goes, let's cheers to that. We all cheers our drinks. And the guy does not acknowledge.
He had his headphones
doesn't
in.
Look over.
He was listening to fart sounds on his headphones. And he's like, oh, it must have been part of the song.
No, it like, he ripped it for like a long time and lifted up his ass for it.
Crazy.
Like,
he truly. No, I looked over and he was doing like full on like a high kick.
The fact that he was farting so long, you had time to visually find the farter before
him.
It ended.
Let me tell you, Spencer, there was like no one in the alley but him and us.
Must have been the wind.
It was,
you know what I
thought? Awesome.
He must have been listening to whatever he wanted and he was like, I have to fart. I don't care.
And I think maybe he farted and then had the realization of like, oh my God, I have headphones in, like, shit.
Was it loud?
And then just kind of had to stay in his phone and he couldn't look around.
And he stayed there for a long time.
It is scary when you have headphones in, because when I'm at the gym and I have headphones in, I'm like, oh, maybe I could silently get away with something. But I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
Ew, you squat and fart? Damn.
No. And I would never be around anybody. But if I'm like on a Stairmaster and if I'm on a Stairmaster and nobody's around me, I'm like, all right. But what if it's really loud?
Cut to Shane on a Stairmaster just like. And you're like, God, this new album.
Why is my heart rate 200?
You think? I would think farting would lower your heart rate.
I think
rate.
So too. And I think it would give me buoyancy. I think it would lift me up a little bit.
Farts will never not be funny.
Why?
It was insane, man.
It was insane. And you know what? It was just, it brought a lot of joy to us.
I managed, but like our fans are going to be shocked to hear this. I managed to not like burst out laughing.
None of us did.
Because it was actually like shocking.
None of us did.
It was true.
We were all like this.
We were kind of like, oh my God.
What if you turned and looked over and he was fully naked just standing there?
Oh, and he's like,
well,
do you guys hear that?
Did you hear my fart? This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. You know, it's so nice having someone who listens, who calms me down, who is there for me on short notice when things pop up.
Aw, that's so nice of you to say. You know, I feel the same way about you.
Oh, no, I was talking about ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. It's so easy. I can literally book in-network appointments with more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states.
I can do that for you, too. I can help you find a doctor.
Yeah, but can you show me thousands of verified patient reviews to give me a real sense of who my doctor is? I don't think so. Like, I want a doctor who asks me how I'm doing when I see them.
I ask you how you're doing?
That's nice. Anyways, I had been pushing off my general checkups for so long until I downloaded ZocDoc, and it was so simple, it was so easy to book an appointment in my location within 24 to 72 hours that I couldn't put it off any longer. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
See, I did it. I can do it. I did the dance.
Yeah. All right. Back to the show.
So, yeah, that was a spooky thing that happened to us.
Yeah,
so
can I tell my story after Chance's show?
Yeah.
What I went to Jack in the Box and I tried their new hot, it's like spicy hot honey mozzarella sticks, and they were awesome.
They hit.
It's like the Chili's kind of thing. You know that how Chili's has started to do their like honey chipotle coated mozzarella strips.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box does one and it comes with like dipping ranch. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Do you want to hear something kind of insane?
What?
I don't think I have tried a new fast food item from my regular order in my entire life.
Oh no.
You're still locked into like what you had as a kid?
Whenever I've gone, I don't try, like, when they come out with a new thing, I've never tried it.
I have to try the new thing. I fucking have to try the new thing.
I've only had Jack in the Box, like, once, and it was because you brought something in, and you were like, oh, they have these new little mini tacos.
Oh, the tiny loaded tacos?
Yeah.
So good.
So I had one.
Jack in the Box is pretty good.
Jack in the Box, because I was dismissive my first couple years in L.A., and then you find what its strengths are.
Mm.
And it is kind of like the weirder, like, spinoff thing. Because if you go toe-to-toe with, like, even like a Wendy's burger, it's like you're, like, Wendy's has, it's kind of cracked the burger recipe.
Really?
Wow.
I like a Wendy's.
I haven't had Wendy's in, like, 10 years.
I haven't had Wendy's. Wendy's was, like, where we went to hang out in high school. And I haven't been to a Wendy's since.
I just don't have fast food that often.
That's fair.
But when I get, like, Taco Bell, I get, like, 5 crunchy tacos.
That's crazy.
And that's all I've ever gotten.
Okay, so you don't like to change your order.
I just said, I'm like, this is what I know is good. And usually when I get fast food, it's like 2 a.m. or something. So I'm not like in the zone where I'm like, I'm going there. I never like go out in seeking fast food. I'm like, oh, I need something and it's there.
I cannot picture you at 2 a.m. being rowdy at like a drive-thru.
You don't fucking know, man.
I really don't know you that well. Like, damn. I don't know you at all.
You don't know me. Nobody knows 2 a.m. me.
Nobody does.
Nobody knows that.
I don't think he exists.
No, and he doesn't.
Shane.
That's because he doesn't.
Sometimes I will, like, text Shane at, like, if I text Shane after 11, I kind of, like, just assume, and it would kind of be the same for you. I'm like, there's no way they're awake.
Yeah.
It's true.
And it's true with me, for sure.
Most nights I am asleep.
Yeah. I've been going to bed at, like, 1 o'clock. It's been my time lately.
But you're a night owl.
Yeah, like I could keep going usually.
Like I can't. I'm such a morning person.
Same.
I love the morning.
Have you always been? Because Shane.
I became
more
of a morning person. Actually, no. Yeah. I've been a morning person for a long time, but I've become like intense morning person.
I'm a morning person, except when I worked as a bartender, obviously I was forced to be a night person.
Yeah.
But I never wanted to be a night person. My husband's a night owl. Like, he could be up till 3 a.m., no problem.
It's crazy.
Me, I'd rather be up at, like, 5 in the morning.
Obviously it's two sides of the same coin, but it's like, when you're up that late, you are getting, like, a period of quietness, and it's the same when you get up really early in the morning. It's just, like, it's kind of your time.
Exactly.
And I think, like, it makes sense to almost, well, I don't know, because Court, I would think, is a morning person, too.
They're like,
What if they were just a day person?
They kind of are. They've become more of a morning person. I mean, this job, you kind of have to get up early. Yeah.
You have to be a morning person.
Especially because she in order to like get her hair and makeup ready. Like if we have an 8 a.m. call time, she might be waking up at 5:36 to like fully be ready. And then, you know, I wake up and go to the gym in the morning. So 8 a.m. call time means I'm waking up at 5:30 or so.
I'm always waking up at 5:30.
Well, I'm assuming nowadays.
Cole is up at...
You literally, when do you sleep?
I woke up at 7:30 this morning.
I was kind of up at like 5:30. But on the weekends, I love waking up early because like 6 a.m. being up and having nothing to do is so awesome.
Because
I'm like, oh, the gym might not even be open yet. Like, there's nothing I can do besides make coffee and, like, hang out. Mm. It's so quiet, but it's like my cats are awake by that point.
Do you, like, read a book?
Yeah, I love reading in the morning. Reading first thing in the morning is awesome because it's quiet, but it's like the sun here in L.A., like, the sun's usually rising pretty early, so I get some natural sunlight, and it's just quiet. It's chill, and reading is just so nice.
Oh, my God. What is that like?
And I'm just like, oh.
What is that like?
Me, I'm literally sleeping until like at least 11.
You know what it's like. Yeah. You're just starting a different experience now.
I did have that life, and it was really nice. And I have a different experience, and honestly, it is really, really, really fun. It's really nice because when I do get those quiet moments when he's napping and reading, it feels like stolen time. It feels so, so precious. And I will say my mornings are now filled with like this really fun experience. Like he's learning how to pick up Cheerios, which is like a full skill. It's like a...
Whoa.
What kind of Cheerios are you giving him?
Pincher grasp.
Yeah, what kind of Cheerios?
Straight, regular.
Regular? Nice.
Nothing. Just
not that multigrain.
No,
honey nut or anything?
No.
Do you hate him?
No, no sugar. No sugar, baby.
I'm going to be honest. I thought Honey Nut Cheerios were the standard Cheerios.
They're the best.
They probably are the standard.
Did you ever have like cinnamon Cheerios?
No.
Not cinnamon, frosted Cheerios.
No.
Ooh, no.
Incredible.
See, cereals are where I will try different shit.
I love trying a new cereal. I love trying a new fast food item. Like, but to me, the beauty of fast food is like, well, you know, I will get my standard, which usually isn't that much. Like, I don't have like a big order at Taco Bell. Like Taco Bell, it'll be like, I'll get the Crunchwrap if I want something safe, and then I will try like the one new item. Like, you know.
So good.
Usually they have like fun new drinks. I love trying a fun new drink.
I don't do that.
Yeah, because you're up early reading.
Yes, because I'm busy filling my brain with knowledge. Yeah. I'm always trying new books.
I will say the morning is the best time. And like for us, I don't mind an early call time because I think it's harder to get here later in the day and start shooting. Like today I got here a little bit later and it was harder to like get going because the people who are already here early are already warmed up. They're already ready to go.
Fully
agree.
You
feel like a little bit late to the
gate. I would rather come early and leave early.
Because also the studio, we're so lucky. The studio is a lot bigger and therefore there are so many spaces for the actors to hang out. There's the lounge, there's the wardrobe, there's the green room. So you kind of have to like find everybody. And if you don't, you're actually weirdly, which I love, in like a quiet space by yourself. Rare.
It's such a weird experience here at this new place where there's moments of quiet. Because at
didn't
previous,
exist in the old
previous
place.
Studio, it was basically a giant warehouse with concrete floors and there was no separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We had the studios and then it was just like a big open space, which was kind of nice, but it meant...
It's great for finding people.
It was great for finding people because you just looked around. But there was never a moment of quiet. And I really struggled with that because I love quiet.
Same.
I just occasionally. I need to get a break.
I need quiet. I need like a good amount of quiet probably every day because my nervous system gets a little overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed a lot there. It was tough. I couldn't do work there.
Neither could I.
I got pretty, not noise canceling, but like sound isolating headphones. Cause you know, I have to give like notes and like, like when you have to lock in, it was a hard place to lock in.
It was very hard.
And I
hard
think
to lock
there
in.
Are so many spaces here to lock in.
There's so,
that it's more easy.
There's so many spaces and like the furniture is so beautiful. Like we just got so lucky with like, it just feels like there's space to spread out and there's space to like have like, you know, private conversations or spaces to like change up the scenery or keep things fresh or film things. Like I feel like filming our social content would be like a lot more fun. People are going to see a lot more backgrounds, but I just think that the designers did such a really fucking good job. Oh, and I feel very lucky because I'm like, oh my God, beautiful.
I'm still like learning the map though. Like I'm
getting lost sometimes.
I'm learning the routes. Like, you know, same. Like what are the shortcuts? Where can I, you know?
Yeah. Also, it's crazy to me that the offices are in a completely different area than all the shooting. Cause before it was, you know, one space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up something controversial. What do you think? Bathrooms.
Oh God. Do you want this?
No. Bathrooms, I'm struggling. I
bathrooms are a bit of I hate to talk shit,
but it's
no pun intended.
I'm struggling with them, but we do have a bathroom that is a single like bathroom.
Like I need a one stall.
So the problem is we have our bathrooms. They have like two stalls in them, right? But the doors are like the wooden slat ones.
I will say they're pretty like hard to see
through. I can't
see
you in there.
They're pretty hard. I know, yeah. But
and I wasn't looking.
I know, but like I know, I but you were standing see, very like, close. Yeah.
If you peer, you can see. No, I.
Whoa, guys!
But no, it's more that I'm like it's definitely more just a me thing, where that I'm like the fact that there is holes, the fact that there is slats in this door. I'm just like, well, like
I think it's also because in our old studio, we never had shared bath. This is multiple. I think it's more. These are also multiple stalls in one bathroom. We never had that in the old space.
I love to feel sealed and like safe.
Oh yeah, we talked about this.
Because like in my home by myself, if I am home alone, I'm shutting the door.
I'm keeping that door wide open.
I'm shutting the door.
I want to see if murderers are coming in.
My cats will be jamming their paws underneath the door. Like, what the hell, man? Let us in.
That's cats like, in my lap, bro.
No. Bones will try.
Can you picture this? I'm picturing Shane on the toilet, just like sitting like this.
I do.
Like, oh my that's God, like, that's oh for some God. Reason how I'm seeing Shane sitting on the toilet.
So full no velocity. One looks?
Yeah.
I'm pretty open with, what I struggle with is secondhand embarrassment, where someone walks in and go, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, oh no, it's fine. And then I'm like, I'm sorry that you feel sorry about that. That's so awkward that for you. And now I feel it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know when you watch cringy shows? I can't do it. So it feels like that. That's what's happening in the bathroom.
What do you think about people using the urinals? Because, you know, there was a...
I'd love to see it.
I think our unspoken rule right now is no using the urinals.
What if I walk in? I'll be fine with it. I'll just go, nice ass, buddy.
Well, yeah. Hold on, Amanda.
You're going to slap our ass.
Amanda, that's not how urinals are used. You don't pull your pants down.
Yeah, but you could if you wanted to.
Nobody...
That would be... Such a powerful move.
Not like Butters from South Park.
I would honestly be so proud of you guys.
Okay.
Of you boys.
Okay. You boys, my little men.
My little men.
Would you know how to use a urinal?
We couldn't. We'd have to literally grip the wall.
But I mean, like it, let's
open
say.
Open our legs up and then grip ourselves and push ourselves against the wall.
Let's say we body swapped. And you were suddenly,
oh
you were
boy.
Like, you're
Freaky
like,
Friday.
Yeah, like right. You're suddenly like, I have to pee. Like, could you go and confidently use a urinal?
Yeah, take my dick out and be fine.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Okay,
that
sounds like she nailed
how
that.
How would you do
she
it?
Nailed that test.
Would you take it out through the boxers or over the pants? This is my hill I'm dying on. So do you know how, I mean, I you, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know how
no, I know.
We do MeUndies ads all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, I.
When you take me penis out.
I would probably take it, I would. Put the MeUndies ad in this right here. Okay. Aren't there a lot of boxers? Oh, no. I would go through the boxers.
You'd probably pull the balls out, too, you weirdo.
You don't know what you're doing.
I would
You would know the first fucking thing to do with it.
I would pull the pants all the way down to the ankles.
Yeah.
And I would untuck my boxers just over the butt. Just a little bit, just to show, like, the butt. And then I would pull everything out of the front.
I believe that, like...
And then, because I don't want to get it messy.
My issue still is just that I'm, like, regardless of the urinal stuff and everything... I'm scared.
Shane wants a private space.
I like single-use bathrooms.
Dude, give me a single-use bathroom
Well, my favorite bathrooms of all time are the... non-gendered bathrooms that have all the just like toilet stalls that are just really, really nice and like sealed.
I agree with
those
you.
Those are my favorite ones.
I do not mind everyone going into one bathroom. I think that's absolutely fine. Just make the doors really solid.
I'll wash my hands next to anyone.
Oh, yeah.
But shitting, I need to be locked away.
So you don't want to wash your hands after you shit because you think people know?
What?
What?
You wash your hands after.
Yeah,
no, I know that.
We're going to really see who's not washing their hands after they pee.
Well,
I guess we won't.
Like, well, no, people are definitely going to be washing their hands. Oh, my God.
He will be.
Know what's cool? We get to share, like, our guests, the new space. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And also, to reiterate, we're at 1 million.
We are at 1 million.
I just think that that is so, so cool. And if you are just listening, we have new mugs, and they are cute as hell. It's a sunset.
Yeah.
It's a sunset.
And here's the fun thing. After all we've talked about today, we're going to lose definitely 100,000 subscribers.
Let go of the mic stand.
Would you guys still have me on if, like, every time I was on, it was, like, guaranteed you would lose 1,000 subscribers?
No, we would kick you out. No, because
you would kick Selena's me out? The you boss.
Like, I'm just, like...
It's guaranteed we're going to lose 1,000 subscribers.
Yes.
But is that accounting for that... But the problem is,
You would probably quickly gain, like, 1,000... Well, not for
would
me,
we?
But, like... Mm. No. I just mean, like, in the grand scheme of, like, you know, whoever else you have
That'd
on.
Be tough. That would yeah. be tough.
I'm just saying, like, wow. Would you?
Okay. There is a pillow the size of a basketball, and it's giving me some memories.
You think that's the size of a basketball? How big do you think basketballs are?
My basketball games are pretty big. I got big shoes and a big ball.
I would
size 10 basketball. I got a basketball game tomorrow.
I found this shoot to be very different and very fun and also very loosey-goosey.
I know.
I feel a little sleeping.
Every episode we shoot with Spencer is like this. That's the thing.
You're so right.
Yeah. We'll have a plan, and it's just gone.
It just gets derailed, but I do think these chairs kind of offer a little bit like, hey.
Like, you know Angela's going to be doing crazy shit in this chair.
She's going to be
drunk.
Jumping all around that chair. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Do you think it's okay that we don't have, like, a table?
We'll see.
What if we had, like, a coffee table? Well, I feel like I might be putting my feet up on it.
Ooh, we put our feet up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think having a coffee table wouldn't help us, like, be...
What if I had...
What if
a guest is barefoot the entire episode?
How did you know?
I just was like, these probably have stickers on them.
On the other shoe.
I've had a shoe that, like, I had the stickers on the bottom for, like, a year.
That's how you know it's a good shoe, dude.
I just didn't realize.
If you guys are watching, let us know what you guys think of the new studio, and if you have any questions, and we'll let you know if we have any ghost sightings. Probably not. Not yet.
Scary painting. What if you guys surprised me with, like, a scary painting back there?
I didn't know that you didn't like scary paintings. That's, like, new lore.
We're gonna put a bunch of.
We're gonna fucking scare you, dude.
We're gonna scare you so bad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Enjoy that. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Spencer.
Thank you. You can find me on
We can find
Smosh
you in the bathroom.
Games. Oh, yeah. You can find me doing
You can
weird
find
shit.
Spencer on Smosh Games. We've got some new games videos coming out, which I'm very excited
about.
Yeah,
and if I can tease, like, some stuff, I mean, like, you know.
Please.
We're plugging away at some fun stuff, some fun, like, summer programming. I'm really pleased with the upcoming slate. And, you know, Shane's been pitching us on some fun stuff. And, we've got the – look, I'm going to say it. Star Wars.
We heard about it, and
we heard about
really
Star
cool.
Wars.
May the Force be with you.
We've been getting into Star Wars.
I was married on May 4th. Be with you.
Oh, nice.
Did you do that on purpose? Because you love Star Wars.
I do love Star Wars. It was like a half and half, but also it had a really good deal at the place.
They're like, but you have to wear the Princess Leia ear buns.
We just liked 5, 4, 2, 3, but also I love Star Wars. So
and your son's full name is Colby One Kenobi.
She's like, I realized watching my.
We have ruined his name.
Sixth Sense and Colby One Kenobi.
Colby.
Isn't that what you said?
I said Colby One Kenobi.
I said Colby.
Colby. Colby One Kenobi.
We need to go.
So, all right.
Zoom out. Get out of here. We need to go. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, tell me if you guys like the basketball pillow.
Yeah, let us know.
Start dribbling it perfectly.
Oh,
you're doing a pretty good job. Pass.
Now feed me the rock.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for 1 million. We love you.